بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إن المؤمن ليدرك بحسن خلقه درجة الصائم القائم. رواه أبو داود. سيدنا عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrates, I heard Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying that a person, a mu'min, reaches or he attains the rank of a person who spends the entire night in ibadat, in worship, and the entire day fasting by virtue of his character. A mu'min, because of his good character, he attains the rank of that person who keeps roza the entire day and who is reading tahajjud the entire night. Ulama explained this refers to a person who is engaged in nafil rozas and is performing nafil salat. We know a person who is engaged in these virtuous acts, especially fasting and also making the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala at night, the tahajjud, is a very meritorious, extremely rewarding, tremendous virtue. Here Allah Subhanahu Rasulullah SAW says that a person, because of his good character, without him being undergoing such type of ibadat, nafil, like keeping roza and standing in tahajjud the entire night, just by virtue of his good character, he will also attain the rank of that person who spent the entire night in ibadat and the entire day in fasting. So this shows how important it is to develop good character. A person, whilst he is fasting, he is undergoing some mujahada, he is suppressing his nafs, he is staying away from all type of things which are permissible for him normally also. Now obviously he is staying away from all haram. So he is suppressing his nafs. He is exerting himself. In a similar way, a person who has good character, there are times when he has to exert himself, suppress his anger, lower his pride, show humility. So he also is going through this mujahada, and therefore he gains this type of rank in the hereafter. وعن أبي أمامة الباهلي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنا زعيم لبيت في ربض الجنة لمن ترك المراء. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said I give guarantee to of a house on the ربض الجنة, means the outskirts of Jannah, for a person who abstains from disputes. وإن كان محقا, even though he is on the right. So the person is right and the opponent is wrong, and the person is arguing with him, having a dispute, but this person, he discards, he abandons having any dispute with the opposite party, even though he is right. Rasulullah says, I guarantee him a house on the outskirts of Jannah. وَبِبَيْتٍ فِي وَسَطِ الْجَنَّةِ لِمَنْ تَرَكَ الْكَذِبِ وَإِنْ كَانَ مَازِحًا. Rasulullah says, then I also give guarantee to that person who abandons speaking lies even when he is joking, of a house in the middle of Jannah. So in the middle of Jannah, a house guaranteed for that person who abandons lies even though he is joking. Of course, this doesn't mean that a person should, when he is joking, he is permitted to lie. A person should not lie at all circumstances, but generally sometimes a person, when he is joking, then he says some lie and then he tells the person, I was just joking with you. Even when he is joking, and it is possible for him to speak a lie at that time, he abandons speaking a lie. And for him, he gets a house in the middle of Jannah. وَبِبَيْتٍ فِي أَعْلَى الْجَنَّةِ لِمَنْ حَسُنَ خُلُقُهُ. Hadith al-Sahih. Rasulullah says, and I give guarantee of a house in the highest portion of Jannah for that person whose character is good. So the person who has good character, he is not lying and he is not cheating, he is not disputing, he has humility, his heart is free from any malice, from any greed. So such a person who has good character, then Rasulullah says, I give him guarantee of a house right on the highest levels of Jannah. May Allah give us such a home in the highest of stages of Jannah. Allah give us a tawfiq of developing a good character. And Alhamdulillah, the month of Sha'ban, and we know these Mubarak nights are coming, and of course the month of Ramadan will come. It's a beautiful time for all of us to try and inculcate a good akhlaq. If we can do this in the month of Ramadan, then inshallah we would have benefit from the month of Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.